Hello, and welcome to another episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is a daring double major. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Kaylin Hartman. I'm from Redbud, Illinois. This is going to be my fourth year at SEMO. Technically, I'm a senior. It's been a little bit in college, but my majors are pre-med, which is under the biological life sciences, and then professional pilot.
Congrats on your fourth year. Tell me a little bit about that. What's it like to be in such hard majors at the same time?
It's so luckily, whenever I started out here first, so I was the pre-med at first and strictly that. So I got a lot of my classes done then for pre-med. Right now, it's more of like electives and just kind of finishing up the little stuff with pre-med so I can focus more solely on flying and everything. So that really helped because it wasn't like I was trying to juggle like organic chemistry and flight labs at the same time. It was more of like, oh, I'm doing a little silly biology class and then I'm also flying. It can be difficult at times. It's just kind of with anything else. A lot of the majors are difficult. It's just kind of you take it one day at a time and you figure out what you got to do and you get it done.
You said it's the biological sciences. Mm-hmm. Is there any more in-depth you can go?
So usually what they do is they'll go the biological sciences and then most people do like med school or they'll go any kind of doctorate kind of stuff like that. They'll go that way. The biological sciences is just kind of a general undergraduate degree for anything that you want to do with med school. I'm sure you could go like different directions with it, but that's kind of what I've seen, just kind of being within the major.
Okay, very cool. I've read that the kind of spark for piloting is you were traveling for a long time.
Yeah, so right out of high school, I actually graduated during COVID. So like right out of high school, I really didn't get to travel a whole lot, but I started traveling more with my grandma and we would be in like these big commercial airports. And like, I had really not flown up until that point in my life. But whenever we started flying, I was like, I really love being in the air. Like I love being in the sky. I love the airport atmosphere, like all of that. It was so amazing to me. And our first trip that we went, I kind of had like that idea that maybe I would want to be a pilot, but I was like, no, you know, like I'm already this deep into being pre-med. Like I should just kind of focus on that and keep doing it. Well, then the second trip on the way back, I was like, no, this is definitely something I need to explore further because it brings out like that little kid in me where it's like, oh, it's
that kind of
so
wonder
awesome.
Factor.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, wow, this is just so great. It's like something I get excited about to go do. And it's like, this is worth exploring. So that's kind of where I was like, okay, we need to.
So it's never too
do
late
something.
To,
exactly.
to do what
exactly.
you love to do.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And so how far into like piloting? Is it like commercial or is it like, I'm from rural area. So like, are you driving like crop dusters kind of things?
So I actually just got my commercial license. I went and did my temp meeting before this, so I
Congrats.
Just got my certificate. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
But so we don't do crop dusters, but we do like small single engine planes. So just kind of like the little ones you see buzzing around in the sky, that's kind of what we do. The way SEMO sets it up is they get you through your private instrument commercial flight instructor multi-engine ratings, and then they'll set you up as a flight instructor. So that's kind of what I'm on track to do. That's my next training that I have to do as flight instructor. So it's less of like, we're actually doing, you know, like crop dusting and kind of commercial activities like that, but more of like you're getting set up to get your hours as a flight instructor and then go up to like the small regional airlines and then up to the actual airlines.
Because the Cape Airport is right around the corner. Do they intermingle at all?
Yeah, they do. So we actually have like a bunch of crop dusters that'll fly out of there. So like we see those all the time. They have Cape Copters down there. So we get to see them. The flight school's there. We have a regional airline. So we'll see them. So there's a lot of activity there that kind of opens your eyes as to like everything that can go on at an airport and kind of where you can go once you get all your certificates. So that's pretty cool.
Even more than what you see like going into an airport.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You get to see kind of like behind the scenes because especially when you're at the flight school, you're out on the ramp and you're kind of taxiing and looking at everything and you can see everybody else because they're out there doing the same thing as you. So it's kind of like a, oh, wow, these people are going out and doing this or this guy's going out and doing this. And you get to see the airliner come in or like the military will come in sometimes. And that's really cool to see. So you get to see a lot there.
Yeah. And that's been my favorite thing about SEMO being here is the such a hands-on approach to everything.
Yeah, it is really, really cool. Both of my majors are very hands-on, but flying is in a way that pre-med doesn't exactly touch because pre-med, like I said, it's kind of preparing you for med school. So there's only so much they can really do up until that point. But with flying, you have to be in there. You have to be in control and then doing all the things that you need to do because that's the only way you learn. So it's higher stakes, but it's very, very cool to be able to do like that hands-on work where it's like, okay, I am in control of this plane. I am flying it from here to here and I got to make it back. So it's really
That's neat. Awesome. Is there anything you'd like to note?
I would just say something that I would like to encourage people is it's never too late to try. I know you already said kind of along those lines, but like this was something that I never in a million years would have thought that I would have done at the age of like 16. Like coming out of high school, I didn't even know what I wanted to do. And then I get to this point in my life and it's like, I love flying. I love being a pilot. I love it all. So it's really never too late to try things. And at the end of the day, it's your life and do what makes you happy. Just try it out.
Those are some wonderful final words. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio
today.
Thanks
for having me. It was a great opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. Check out more SEMO Spotlight episodes at krcu.org. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I'll see you next time.